Ukraine security issue.
Ukraine has been defending itself from Russian invaders for 32 days now. Russia's appetite extends beyond Ukraine. Russia has to be stopped on Ukrainian territory. Otherwise, rockets shall fall closer and closer to NATO borders, the office of the President of Ukraine commented on yesterday's attack on Lviv. Sergei Nikiforov, spokesman of the Ukrainian president, said that Lithuania, Poland, Great Britain and the USA are currently Ukraine's closest partners. Their active engagement is based upon bilateral agreements. Meanwhile, Ukraine still expects more from NATO. As we have reported, Russian rockets struck the city of Lviv on the 26th of March. Lviv is 150 kilometers away from the Polish city of Rzeszów, where US President Biden was on an official visit in the hours of the attack. The city of Dubno in the Rivne region also suffered rocket strikes Saturday. Russia has again resorted to the use of prohibited phosphorus bombs in Ukraine, this time in the Donetsk region. BuzzFeed correspondent Christopher Miller has published photographic proof in his Twitter account. This is the fourth instance that Russians have used phosphorus bombs in their war against Ukraine. The Russian army continues to suffer losses in Ukraine. According to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Russia has already lost 16,600 personnel and 3,927 pieces of equipment. In particular, Ukrainian militants have carried out the 11th effective shelling of the temporarily occupied Chernobyevka airfield in the Kherson region, reported Ukrainian presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych. Due to significant combat losses incurred by the enemy forces, Chernobyevka has become a legendary location. Notwithstanding the casualties, the enemy continues to use the airfield as a location for their airplanes and helicopters. The Russian government has announced another round of mobilization to make up for the losses. A respective document issued by Russia's Defense Ministry has been published by Anton Gerashenko, advisor to Ukraine's Minister of the Internal Affairs. The document reads that conscripts born in 2004 will be assigned to the war from territories bordering Ukraine. Forced conscription is being carried out in occupied Crimea. Men who don't want to engage in fighting are trying to leave the peninsula. But the roadways to continental Ukraine have been blocked by the occupying authorities, reported Lyudmila Denisova, Commissioner for Human Rights of the Verkhovna Rada of Ukraine. Russian occupiers have forcibly deported approximately 40,000 Ukrainian civilians to undisclosed locations, Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk has reported. Russian militants kidnap people in areas of combat operations and temporarily occupied territories. Thus, people from the occupied Kyiv region have been taken to Belarus and from occupied southern territories to Russia. In part, mass deportation of Mariupol residents to Russia has been reported. These are residents of areas the enemy forces were able to reach. According to Mariupol Mayor Vadim Boychenko, the flag of Ukraine is currently raised over the city. Brutal fighting over the city continues. Mariupol has been under Russian siege practically since the beginning of the war. 90% of buildings have been destroyed. At least 2,000 civilian deaths have been reported. Ukrainians residing in temporarily occupied territories continue to gather for protest. Today, residents of Novakakhovka and Kherson took to the streets for a pro-Ukrainian rally. Russian militants dispersed the peaceful protest using stun grenades. The town of Slavutich in Kyiv region, currently encircled by the Russian army, remains under the Ukrainian flag. The town is not cooperating with the occupiers, reported town mayor Yuri Fomichova. We've been under occupation for a long time, so the Ukrainian armed forces has no possibility to get involved. The artillery had great support in our area. But when they reached the city, they decided that artillery fire would not be used here. our artillery does not resort to artillery fire and does not hide behind civilians. That is why a decision was made to relocate our territorial defense to the armed forces of Ukraine. I'd like to debunk some fake reports that have appeared mainly in the Russian media. We do not cooperate with the occupiers in any shape or form. We have defined the city as occupied. We are on our land. We are in charge. We abide by the Ukrainian law, the Constitution of Ukraine, and the flag of Ukraine. Victory is surely ours. Ukraine continues evacuation of enterprises from the areas of combat operations to the west of the country. As of the 27th of March, 89 enterprises have been relocated, reported Danilo Hetmantsev, chairman of the VRU Committee on Finance, Taxation and Customs Policy. Meanwhile, Ukraine has commenced exporting grain to Europe via railway. Traders have carried out their first railway deliveries of Ukrainian corn to Europe. Ukrainian seaports remain blocked due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine is a large world producer and exporter of grain, and the majority of its exported supplies is traditionally sent via the ports of the Black Sea. The monthly pre-war export capacity constituted over 5 million tons. Traders and agriculture representatives stated that Ukraine still holds significant supplies of grain in storage and can start exporting via railway through the western border of the country. Ukrainian transport officials claim that Ukraine holds the monthly capacity to export up to 600,000 tons of grain to Europe. The traditional classical music festival Kharkiv Music Fest has opened in the bomb shelter on one of the platforms in the Kharkiv metro, stated Oleksiy Nehubov, Kharkiv Regional Military Administration head. The string quintet program included classical masterpieces by Bach, Schubert, Dvorak, Skorik, as well as the arrangements of Ukrainian folk songs, which were written for this concert by Kharkiv composer Volodymyr Bogatyrov. The care and patriotism each of you has shown draws us nearer to the day of our common victory. Glory to each of you, glory to each fighter of the armed forces of Ukraine, and glory to Ukraine.